On the west side of Bain Street, at 46 Bain Street, stands the clay pipe factory. At first sight, viewed perhaps from across the road, it doesn't seem like one building. It seems like two separate buildings. But they were originally joined by a small two-storey section between them. These buildings are particularly distinctive because of the material of which they are built. In a stone-built city, a city of blonde and red sandstone, these buildings are built of brick, diminutive-sized red and white brick. They look like something one might expect to find in Birmingham or in London, but here they are in Glasgow at the Barras. They are ornately designed, of a Renaissance style, and it is a complex of three factory buildings, originally built in 1877 by the Airdrie-born architect Matthew Forsyth. He was the son of a farmer and eventually a member of Glasgow Institute of Architects, who died at 30 years old. The building style is also distinctive, sporting Dutch gables with pediments and round-headed Italian Renaissance windows. Originally, the factory housed six giant kilns. It featured a massive archway entrance at the front with access for horses and carts bringing in the materials used for production. These same vehicles would transport the clay pipes, freshly produced and packaged on the premises, straight to the nearby Govan docks to be shipped out across the world. At its peak of production, the factory had around 900 workers at any one time, producing upwards of 16,000 tobacco pipes per day. Each floor housed different stages of production, from pipe moulding to hand packaging in wooden boxes with hay lining. The factory boomed right up until the late 1940s, when a young Marlon Brando and similar icons propelled the widespread consumption of the rolled cigarette, and with it the downfall of the clay pipe demand worldwide. The factory ultimately closed in 1950. A fire around the same time in the connecting chimney-clad building led to its demolition, and each of the three four-storey factory structures separated permanently. One of these remaining buildings, on the corner of Bain Street and Moncur Street, is now an art gallery called the Clay Pipe Factory. The other has various small businesses operating at different levels in the building. Since closure in the 1950s, however, these buildings have had a colourful history. In the 1970s, they were inherited by the daughter of a neglectful buyer and turned into storage. The rumour was that there was a porn-set penthouse apartment on the top floor, a subsequent games and billiards room, and most recently, until 2011, a kid's toy shop occupying the space. The odd journey of this unique building has a bright ending, however, with the opening of the gallery with its original timber floors and iron columns. The gallery space is used for exhibitions, film screenings and all sorts of collaborative and creative events. It is open to all the public, so have a look inside and see what you find. Indeed, throughout this area, we find a very positive story with regard to dereliction. Across the road on Bain Street, we see St Luke's, once a church, abandoned and now an active music venue and restaurant. Close by sits the Barras Art and Design Centre and Telford Gallery, two further creative spaces breathing new energy into this historic area of Glasgow. Back to Shona again.
The St Luke's Church was a building at risk for several years. Clay Pipe Factory has been on the Buildings at Risk Register for some time as well. Both buildings are either being restored or have been restored, and there's public realm to the front of St Luke's now. The whole of that area of the city has changed and much more positive, vibrant part of the city than it was even 2 years ago, which is quite incredible. There was grant funding, so there's a lot of public money has gone into the Barras area and that particular area, but the outcome of that is so positive that you can really see the value of that investment. So the purpose and aims of the Buildings at Risk Register is really to encourage the reuse of the building through highlighting the building, whether the building is being marketed or not. And since 1990, since the inception of the register, 1,668 buildings have been saved, while 494 have been demolished. So it's very much a positive story